Okay, hello and welcome to Let's Talk About Taboos. And we are right now in England, a place called Kidderminster.
Kidderminster,
yeah. And I have two lovely ladies here with me. And hello. No, it's okay. Yeah, I have two lovely ladies here, and would you introduce yourselves? Say your name and maybe where you're from, and
Well, my name's Tessa, I'm 21, and I'm from the Netherlands.
My name's Annie, I'm also 21, and I'm from England.
Okay, cool. And so, I asked you that come here to talk about your dating culture in your country. So, at least I know that in Netherlands, well, at least in Amsterdam, you have like the red light district.
So that's not how we date, but
yeah,
sure.
But from that, I could imagine that dating culture is pretty open-minded there.
Yeah, quite liberal.
Yeah, yes, liberal. It is. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
How liberal is your dating life?
Well,
a straight question, so right away.
Well, actually, I just started dating someone new.
Okay.
And to be honest, we started out as friends with benefits.
Quite liberal.
Quite liberal. That is not an uncommon thing. People who are single. Mm. Often have friends with benefits or hookups are very normal. Mm. But I do also notice that the people who are in a relationship are very dedicated into it. Mm. It's not that because we have a more liberal dating culture that you see that cheating is more common.
Mm. Yeah. Is it?
No, at least I don't feel like it is.
Okay, yeah.
But some people think that because you're more liberal, you're never satisfied and all that kind of stuff.
Mm, yeah, okay.
I'd agree. I think in England, the same. If someone's in a relationship, except obviously some people do cheat, but it's very much people are in long-term relationships. I say more now that we're like 20, 21, you know, it's more people are having kids or getting married or they've been together for a long time, especially like people that I know I went to school with. Mm. Whereas when I was in school, maybe there was more people just hooking up or people having like a couple of weeks and then breaking up. But
if you had 2 months, that was special.
Yeah.
Special 2 months.
Yes.
So how is the dating culture in England liberal or?
I'd say not. I wouldn't say as much as maybe other countries. It's still quite... People want to have a more chivalrous... They want to be taken out on a date and they want to be treated nice for a couple of... Some people hold out quite a long time, I think, but some people don't care as much. I think it might be changing, but there's still like a population that are very much... They want to be old-fashioned and they want to be... They want to date for a long time before they get into anything serious, which I think is a bit weird, but...
Yeah. So, what, you are now dating someone, have you been on a date with someone?
I've had a boyfriend for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So, we've been together for quite a long time. Yeah, so I'm out of the dating game, but I know my friends and stuff date and go out, and some of them are in relationships, some aren't.
Yeah.
But I'd say from my knowledge of what my friends are doing, it's quite...
So what's kind of like a typical English-style date, date night?
Going out to eat, maybe the cinema, like activities, kind of like, I said this time of the year, ice skating, things like that. Going into London, I'm quite local to London, so for me it's easy. Yeah. But I'd say it varies. Some people, there's quite a thing in London of very expensive dates. People like to show off, especially with Instagram and things like that. They love to go on an expensive date, and I'm not sure if that's a thing around the world, but especially... South of England is very much like, we'll go on a date. Not me personally, but people will go on a date and they'll spend a lot of money and they'll get very dressed up and then they'll post pictures of it everywhere, which I think is just a bit false.
Are you guys killing?
Yeah. It's the guy you usually pay yes, the dates.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about when you go on a first date? Is like, do people think that guy has to pay on the first date, or are both paying?
I'd say it's becoming a lot more equal.
Yeah.
I think if both parties work, circumstantially it might be different, but I think if both people are working, it's usually split.
Yeah.
Some people, the same as the people that are very old-fashioned, think men should pay, but I'd say in England especially, it's becoming a thing of people are starting to pick up on their equality and saying, well, if we want to be equal, we've got to start paying for dates as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we actually see the same thing, that paying for dates, you don't see it that often anymore. And also you see a lot of girls, they take it with them as like an evaluation at the end of the date. So if they like the guy, they're willing to let them pay because, you know, you had fun and you're going to go out again and then you're probably going to pay next time. But if you don't like him and you don't want a second date, you either pay yourself or you split the bill because you don't want to owe him anything.
Yes, and then you don't want him to say, but I took you on a date. So if you pay equally, you can shut off and say, okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That is definitely true.
So what about Netherlands? What's the typical date night there?
Probably going out for beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really common.
Yeah.
I think most dates just are going out to have a drink, and most people drink beer.
Yeah.
But if it's a more serious date, you see really trying to get to know someone, you see that people still go for the basic cinema, and then dinner is something then that's more used if you're really sure this is the person you want to take out. You're very dedicated.
Yeah.
So it's not often used as a first date, especially not with the young adults.
Yeah, I guess that's the difference. In England, people don't really go out and drink on dates as much.
Yeah.
I know, especially my friends might not as much. You do see people doing it, but usually you can tell because it gets a bit... The bars in England aren't very... They're quite... they're not that social. Whereas I feel like when I've been to the Netherlands, it's a lot more...
Yes, everyone goes out for a
Very buzzing,
drink.
Yeah, everyone goes out for a drink, whereas in England it's more, if you go to a bars, not so much pubs, it's a lot of families or big groups of friends, rather than lots of couples.
Yeah, it's exactly the same in Finland that we go like for a drink or for a cafe or something like that. But I have also had like a couple of Tinder dates that we went night clubbing.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, those were like one-time things, like one-night stands with those people. But yeah.
Do you think there's a correlation between the kind of date and how it progresses? Do you think if you went on a more serious date, the outcome might be better than going on a nightclub?
It depends, and I don't know. Especially for me, it's like that. On my Tinder profile, I say that I'm doing a podcast, and there's like a link to my Instagram. And if you go to my Instagram, you will find the link to my podcast. Usually, especially guys think that okay, she's very open-minded about sex and sexuality. That means that she's easy, and that means the like sex on the first date. So it doesn't matter that.
They're
like that. No matter what we do or where we go, like we are going to hook up tonight.
Yeah.
I think that is a thing though. If people think you're more open,
they
think you're more willing. Maybe.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Whereas I think it's nice that sometimes it isn't a correlation. Like you can have if you're free to do it, but people shouldn't expect it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a friend of mine, and she is. Like, very okay with everything, but she herself said, I would never sleep with someone I'm not in a relationship with, but that other people do it, great for
Perfect.
Them. They should be able to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the attitude of a lot of people in the Netherlands.
Mm. Yeah.
No.
In England, it's still shunned upon slightly, not being with someone and sleeping with them. I think it maybe changes a bit, but I know, especially when I was younger, maybe 18, 19, my friends from school especially were very much, you don't sleep with someone unless your boyfriend and girlfriend, and they'd very much like treasure that, whereas I'm not. I think that's a bit
but
not old-fashioned, but a bit
behind.
Yeah.
But what was it like, not a rule, but like especially mostly for the girls that don't sleep with someone unless that's your boyfriend.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Yeah, but boys can do what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, girls can't.
Yeah.
Although I do also see in the Netherlands like a change in, well, with the girls you often see, of course you sleep with him on the first date. You need to know if it's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can go on the
second date. If it's, don't get to the fifth date and find out it's bad.
Yeah, but also you see that guys who sleep with a lot of girls are actually getting a bit shamed as well as for the girls who do the same thing. You're like, you don't want to go out with him because he sleeps with everyone.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, I usually sleep on the first date with someone, but yeah, I usually sleep on the first date, but like I said, in Finland, the first date is like that we go in a bar, and it's kind of difficult to tell that is the person good in bed if you're a little bit like tipsy.
Oh yeah.
And then even though if you weren't tipsy, like usually on first time when you are having sex with someone, you don't really know the person yet, and you don't know what they're like.
Yeah.
Or what they don't know what you like, etc.
I guess it's quite different to that in England. Definitely. I think people want to know there's a personal connection before they go to that.
Yeah.
Whereas I guess in Finland it's different because it's less... I feel people in England are quite precious about sex.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe in other countries they're not so much.
Yeah. And I don't know, like the stereotypical thing about Finnish people is that they don't talk that much. So maybe we
can't do much else.
Maybe we are on the first date like, okay, how are you? Okay, now I know enough about you, let's go have sex.
I spoke with you more weeks towards than I've spoken with my mother.
Yeah. This is no real thing. But thank you so much for the view. It was so nice to chat with you.
Thank you.
Let's go get ready for dancing. What's
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Yeah, Scottish dancing.
Okay, I heard it's like 3 hours long.
Oh my god.
Dancing.
I hope not.
Maybe the music plays. It doesn't mean we're going to be dancing for 3 hours.
Okay. I was already a little bit scared. Okay, good to know. But yeah, thank you so much, Anne. Hopefully you have a lovely rest of the weekend.
And
you.
You
too.
Thank you.